Virginia Allen, Kristen Eichhamer, Crystal Bonham, The Daily Signal. The policies coming out of Washington, D.C., have the potential to affect Americans who have not even been born yet, whether for good or bad. The latest national report card from the National Assessment of Educational Progress paints an abysmal picture of education across the U.S. The report card is published every 2 years and assesses the average reading and math scores for 4th and 8th graders. The report showed significant declines for students when it was published in 2022, but the decline was somewhat expected in the wake of school closures during the COVID-19 pandemic. But the assessment completed in 2024 and published Wednesday show little to no improvement in students' math and reading proficiency. In 2024, just 39% of fourth-grade students performed at or above the proficient math level that is set by the National Assessment of Educational Progress. That's 3 percentage points higher compared with 2022, but 2 percentage points lower than in 2019. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. Eighth-grade math scores are at 28% proficiency, about the same as 2022 scores, but 8 points lower compared to 2019. Reading scores showed an even greater decline than those for math. In 2024, 31% of fourth-grade students performed at or above the proficient level on the reading assessment. That's a 2 percentage point decline compared to 2022 and 4 percentage points lower than 2019, according to the report card. And 30% of eighth-grade students performed at or above the proficient level in 2024, which was not significantly different from 2022, but lower compared with 2019. But not all the news coming out of the government is negative for our kids right now. Take the confirmation hearing of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Kennedy, who President Donald Trump has tapped to head the Department of Health and Human Services, testified before the Senate Finance Committee on Wednesday. He argued that the U.S. healthcare and food industries need to do better jobs of keeping Americans healthy, and that can begin by taking steps to remove processed foods from school lunch programs. Or take the executive order Trump signed Tuesday to ban the use of federal dollars to fund or support irreversible transgender medical interventions for children. On this week's edition of Problematic Women, Madison Marino Doan, co-author of Slacking, A Guide to Ivy League Miseducation, joins the show as we break down the ways the biggest news stories coming out of Washington could affect the next generation for years to come. Source: The Daily Signal. Related posts: Technocratic Education Reform is Dead. Long Live School Choice, Happy Maha Christmas, RFK and America's Health Movement Trump Directive gives military families new reason to celebrate National School Choice Week.